I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Riverside area considers itself a small town in Toronto, owing to its tight-knit community of residents, local businesses, and public spaces. The community borders Don Valley East, Leslieville, and the Danforth in the city's east end. To help revitalize and welcome back people to the community as COVID-19 restrictions loosen, the Riverside BIA has helped launch several initiatives and programs. This includes Riverside Reconnects, and part of it is the Common Market, an outdoor market that also celebrated the opening of the community's new park. Today, BIA Executive Director Jennifer Lay discusses the Riverside community, its people and businesses, as well as plans to help welcome back patrons to the area.
My full name is Jennifer Lay, and I'm the executive director at the Riverside Business Improvement Area. So the Riverside community, it's along Queen Street East, from bridge that goes over the Don to the bridge just past Degrassi Street. So that was just describing the location as being along Queen Street East in Toronto, just past starting at the iconic bridge that goes over the Don on Queen Street, over the Don River. And it goes about 10 blocks to just past Degrassi Street. That's where our business improvement area is. And it's quite a close-knit neighborhood, kind of a small town in the big city with about 100 local businesses, a lot of small independent businesses, including retails, breweries, cideries. We got the Opera House here, the Broadview Hotel, that's a pretty famous building, and some other kind of historic heritage buildings, as well as a lot of great parks and green spaces.
One of the BIA's ongoing programs is Riverside Reconnects. Its aim is to encourage more visitors to the community.
Yeah, so Riverside Reconnects, it's part of a program we're developing here in Riverside to kind of welcome people back to the main street. There's a lot of residents here, but we used to have a lot of visitors from different areas. And you know, who would come here for street festivals and other things we would be doing. Due to the pandemic, we obviously haven't been doing those things. So we're trying to kind of invite people back out, whether they be people who already live here, or people who live, you know, in different neighborhoods or even outside of Toronto, to kind of welcome them back to enjoy what we have here. So the Riverside Reconnects is like an ongoing program over the next few months. And we're starting and kicking it off with a market. So we're using a new park space called Riverside Common. And that's just west of Queen and Broadview along Queen, before the iconic bridge over the Don. It's kind of in between Broadview and the bridge. And it's a completely new park space, which was designed for events. It's not your typical kind of green landscape park space. It's kind of more of an urban park, like kind of like a town square. And so it's designed perfectly for markets and, you know, music events and other types of things. So we're kicking it off this Sunday, both a Reconnect program and the park itself, with kind of a park opening and flea market.
Other initiatives include the Get to Know Your Locals blog series and the Queen Eats program.
So there's there's so many things we're doing. The Get to Know Your Locals, it's like just putting a spotlight on some of the small business owners and staff that work in the neighborhood, telling a little bit about their story through pictures and reels and, you know, things on Instagram. We've also done a Queen Eats program over the summer, and it's just wrapping up this week. It was to promote all the patios. There's about 50 patios along Queen Street East around here, and we partnered with Leslieville BIA on that, And it was kind of an outdoor dining program with contests and fun decals and kind of things to explore along the way. And we also did Welcome Back to Main Street Sidewalk Art, which has the word welcome in 16 different languages in mural format on the ground. So that's still out there that people can go and explore. And each time you come across one of these murals, there'll be a decal with a QR code to the full map so you can see all the locations and languages. So that's just like a few examples of stuff we're doing.
Jennifer mentions how the BIA navigated through COVID-19 and how it was necessary for them to reinvent and rethink their approaches. This included a shift to remote digital events for a time, gradually reintroducing in-person ones, and ongoing promotions of the businesses.
I think I'd have to say from our vantage point, like, things have been busier than ever just in terms of us supporting businesses. We've constantly had to reinvent things that we're doing, reimagine them, change up how we're doing things. Like I said, we used to be focused heavily on doing large scale events, and that completely changed during the pandemic. So we started focusing more on like more innovative programs like online contests. We actually participated in the Bag of Toronto initiative, where businesses, there's a curated bag of our neighborhood, and we're doing that again for the holidays. We did a lot of public art. So we just wrapped up a series of 20 large murals that complete three blocks of laneway art project called Currents of Change, all with women and non-binary artists. That's just one other thing you can come here and explore when you come to the market and the Riverside Reconnect events. So we really heavily, put focus on public art and like the streetscape with Cafe Teo program, where we have about 20 outdoor patios along the curb lanes in Queen Street all summer. And that's also just wrapping up in the next few weeks. So these are all kind of new programs that we never could have even imagined doing before, because partially like you couldn't, because the city wouldn't have allowed that. But through the pandemic, like things that we couldn't do before have suddenly become possible and really critical to helping the businesses survive through it. I think what's next, businesses are still like, I think while people think the pandemic's over, it's really, the effects of it are really not. A lot of businesses are still getting through, what the impact of the past couple of years. There's still some restrictions in place, which, have had a lasting effect on, the viability of small businesses. So we'll be continuing to support them through hopefully like future initiatives, like hopefully Cafe Teo will continue into the next year. We'll be doing, a number of things over the winter, especially because winter is always a hard time, but during a pandemic, it's even harder. So we'll be participating in, as I said, like the Bag of Toronto initiative again. We'll be looking into doing more profiles and online series of our businesses, and we'll be ramping up with this Riverside Reconnects program over the winter to kind of bring a lot more than you'd usually have to the neighborhood to help the small businesses.
She hopes people will think of the local businesses as they recover from the pandemic's lockdowns, especially as the winter season approaches.
I think I just like to, thank everybody out there for, really showing a lot of love to people, to small businesses over, this pandemic. And just to remind people again that it's really not over. So small businesses are still really in need. Small businesses are our neighbors, they're us, they're the people that make up the city. So just keep supporting them and, keeping them going especially through this winter coming up.
That was Jennifer Lay, the Executive Director of the Riverside BIA. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.